We're very happy, and didn't think when this all started and picking at five early on before the quarterback swaps that we didn't think he'd get to us. And once the quarterback thing started happening, we had three defensive players we liked there, and he was obviously at the top of the list.
What stands out about him as a corner?
Well, just his he's got some rare athleticism, speed combined with size and range, and he's a very good competitor, and he fits our style of play, and it was an easy decision.
Can you see a guy that as soon as he got to Florida State, he immediately caught eyes with how quickly he?
Yeah, I think some of these colleges, they identify him pretty quickly, and they say, okay, they're going to be here for 2 or 3 years or 3 or 4, 3 years. And, he was obviously one of those guys that, he's played numerous positions. He's played safety. He's played nickel, inside corner. And he's played outside this year for almost, I think, everything but maybe 4 snaps.
Have you seen a guy that you've scouted that has similar athleticism?
When I did Antonio Cromartie coming out, young Antonio Cromartie, very, similar size, length. But he's up there. I mean, you saw him at the combine and some of the things he has, an explosion, and it's probably splitting hairs with that. So.
You took Blake a couple years ago. You said there was that one game. Was there a game that stood out for Jalen?
Well, there was the interesting thing. There was a game that stood out. There wasn't a game that stood out on the bad side. He's been consistent for 2 straight years and 2-time All-American, and. So it wasn't, when you watch corners, like, ooh, sometimes they have a bad game or, but for him, I can't think of a game where I've seen that, he just didn't play well.
In your preparation, did you have this scenario coming out that you have your choice of all the guys, you did have your choice of the five?
No, we thought that we had 3 players. We thought maybe 2 of them would be gone and then we'd be there with the 3rd. And, he was one that we thought would be gone.
The fact that people griped a little bit that he didn't have more picks and
goes. No, and when you watch his play and you watch him, partially I felt like he just wasn't being challenged when you watch him game in, game out, and he does a great job of covering, and teams didn't go at him a lot, and for the most part he covered his man, and sometimes interceptions are very sporadic, and sometimes guys with big interception numbers are a victim of or are because of circumstance, whether it's a tip ball or good pass rush, and he just wasn't in that area, and they didn't challenge him that much, and I think my feeling is I think he's going to be even a better pro than he was a college player.
The guy that has that variety of tape in different positions, how much was that exciting to know where you could kind of fit him in and put him in?
Well, I think we'll fit him at corner at first, and then obviously with Aaron's 4-game suspension, he's got the ability to play inside too. So we'll let him probably compete in there at some point in time, and see where that goes. But we feel good now. Cornerback is now a situation for us where we have a really good stable of cornerbacks, and the addition of Prince and D House and Colvin and him and Grazzi and D Mac, and it's a good. We went from a good group to a very good group. I'd say it was more Jalen was just a really good fit for us at this point in time, and and when you look at different risk factors with what we do with every player, he probably had the least amount.
Jack was on your board.
Yep.
How much do you think Jalen will benefit from being around House and also Prince?
I think very much so. Prince brings a lot of experience. And D House does too in his own way, and I think it's going to be a great competition in camp, and I'm sure all 3 of them plus some of the other guys will see quite a bit of playing time.
You had a lot of injuries in safety last year. How awesome is it that you have a guy that once Colvin comes back, you have a guy you can slide in if you need?
Yeah, if we need to. Hopefully, we don't have that injury situation. We have guys right now between Sip Sample and Tashawn Gibson. Josh Evans has played a lot of football for us, where we got some pretty good depth there too. So.
Let's say, would you have been comfortable with Jack as a possibility at 5?
We probably had 2 other guys ahead of him at that point in time.
2 other guys.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Any close on moving down at all?
I did get a couple calls, and nothing that, you know, we felt like there was three guys that we really wanted to get, and one to three, and Jalen being the top one, and then one already went, and so we felt like that in order for us to get a difference maker, we better pick.
Yeah,
and to be determined.
How much does the versatility factor weigh into when you're trying to balance between two or three guys, but one particular guy can?
It helps, you know, and part of the situation with versatility is you got to be careful. We got to get them really good at one spot first. And it's nice to have guys that have versatility, but we don't want them to be jack of all trades and master of none. We like them to master at one position first and then all of a sudden go and, you know, maybe dive into another position. Yeah, it was relatively quick. We had a lot of discussion, and obviously needs played a factor into it too. So it wasn't as cut and dry as you think. It was close, but when, you know, Boza went, it was pretty simple.
Were you aware of the Tunzel video before you guys?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't know if it's true, fake, you know.
What does that do for you, you know, like that right before the draft, 15 minutes before the draft?
Well, thankfully, we weren't taking a left tackle. But, no, I think, you know, I don't know enough to comment on it. But I think you just trust your preparation leading up to it and know that nobody's perfect, right? So, good.
Thank you.